Washington DC, Anda masih bersama kami dalam VOA Executive Lounge.
VOA Executive Lounge masih bersama Ari juga Dania.
Film terbaru aktor Kevin Costner berjudul Hidden Figures. Aktor peraih piala Oscar tersebut merasa bahwa film yang dibuat berdasarkan kisah nyata ini bisa memberikan inspirasi bagi para penontonnya.
You know, so much of what we have is lost or not told, and so much of it's thrilling. A lot of our history is a little bit shameful, some of it embarrassing, but it still makes up who we are and where we can get to, where we need to get to. And certainly this story, Hidden Figures, about these three women. And, you know, and it starts off with this little 8-year-old girl who is in college literally, and blows the room away.
Film Hidden Figures bercerita tentang 3 orang perempuan berkulit hitam ahli matematika yang di tahun 60-an bekerja di NASA, lembaga pemerintah milik Amerika Serikat yang bertanggung jawab atas program luar angkasa.
And they were called something else that also kind of charmed me, which is they were called computers. Long before we had computers, the women who were adding up, the men who were adding up, they called them computers.
Film yang juga dibintangi oleh Taraji P. Henson, Octavia Spencer, dan Janelle Monáe ini juga menceritakan sejarah Amerika yang waktu itu masih memisahkan hak atas warganya yang berkulit hitam.
And of course they were segregated in this, but somehow, you know, the cream gets to the top. And really that's what we need to be about. And Hidden Figures, I think, has that level of inspiration that you realize that you can get there. The problem is with us when we hold people down.
Ketika ditawari peran dalam film ini, Kevin Costner juga sempat mengkritik perannya sampai akhirnya bisa menjalin kesepakatan atas karakter yang diperankannya.
I didn't say yes right away, interestingly enough. I thought it was really good. I thought my part was very schizophrenic, and I actually had to kind of at one point bring it up to the director. I said, hey man, I'm, you know, and he got real quiet. I thought, well, I've offended him because he's also the writer. I felt that the movie had some gold dust on it. I just thought to myself, you know, it didn't need me. And then the guy said, I do need you. Yeah. I said, let's work on this part to make him meaningful. And I think it came off that way.
Menurut Kevin, film ini merupakan cerminan bahwa jika kita bisa menempatkan manusia dalam level yang sama, maka manfaatnya akan sangat besar bagi kepentingan bersama.
And when we finally get come to terms with putting people on the same level, there's no end to what we will accomplish.
Sekian update seputar Kevin Costner kali ini. The Voice of America. VOA Executive Lounge, tanpa dirasa sudah tiba waktunya kami berdua pamit langsung dari Washington DC.
Iya, jangan lupa untuk menyimak terus VOA Executive Lounge yang bisa diakses melalui website kami di www.voaindonesia.com.
Juga kunjungi Facebook kami untuk berita-berita terbaru, terus Instagram @voarantau.
Iya, baiklah, terima kasih atas perhatian Anda. Dari VOA di Washington DC, saya Dania Iman.
Dan saya Aryuna Arifin mengucapkan sampai jumpa lagi.
Success with you all the way.
Bye.